World War III. Is war a volcano or a dance in which investment a ballet slipper skids by accident, and in the stalls we hold the moaning dancer and maybe still lapfuls of golden lava? Reviewing the China shelf, a kind critic worried that my reference to the falling empire could lessen the idea that it wasn't just falling, but exploding and possibly dragging its allies hellward with it. But he was only considering one poem, and of course the book and others before it always took often a stance of sharper warning. Sharp as the subs on the shelf, if you like, or the sleek subs on the undersea couch to fight China for America, as America openly promises, and the war even better if they can use Ukraine to weaken Russia, the evaporating Ukraine with its uses, numbering 1,000 when near dead, twitching and flashing on a broken grid, money for a European war chest then. The only way for the European Union to attract investment to itself at all. Then there is the reverse reciprocal, as evidenced when the State of Israel drags the ostensible empire into murder, as adorably the pet eats the master, each still in a dream of molten manipulation. Island hopping is the current American exercise in the Pacific, where the live volcanoes rise in their habit of island drowning. In your lap you disentangle the mangled dancer from tar lava that flamed honeyed milk informing.